The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Greetings and welcome to another episode of Canadian History X. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can for as little as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/CanadaEHX. You can also donate to the podcast by going to CanadaEHX.com and clicking donate. Don't forget, I have two other podcasts out there, Pucks and Cups and From John to Justin, available on all podcast platforms. Today I'm speaking with Harrison Hood. You might know him from various things, including Some Assembly Required, but we're going to be talking about Stories of Kindness, a series he directed and produced, and it's hosted by bullying prevention advocate and Pink Shirt Day co-founder Travis Price. Stories of Kindness is an interview series that is focused on spreading kindness, connection, and storytelling through children. Inspiring youth from across Canada were selected to co-host the series, and they were paired with various people including Sarah Levy, Dylan Playfair, and more. So let's get right to my interview with Harrison. How have you been over the past year with COVID and just the world, you know, topsy-turvy?
Yeah, it's pretty wild, to say the least. It's weird because I didn't know what to do at the beginning. A year ago today, almost, I was like sitting in my place in Santa Monica waiting for my friend to move down. And then it was like, oh, there's going to be a lockdown. And he's like, I'm going to stay in Vancouver. And I'm like, yeah, that's fair. And then it's like, this will probably be a few weeks and then move down. And then that was like, hey, and then it was another phone call like, hey, maybe I'll move back to Vancouver real quick. We'll see what happens. There's not going to be any auditions or anything. And if there is, it'll all be at home for the foreseeable future, at least the summer kind of thing.
Yeah.
And now here we are a year later. And I was like, well, I had nothing going on for like a while. And then it was Andy from the WITS program that contacted me and said, hey, do you want to produce this kids show? It's remote. It's like, you know, it's to share stories of kindness for kids to have something to do while they're stuck at home. And I was like, I'm also stuck at home. So yes, I would love to do that because if I'm feeling this way, I'm sure kids are too. And that sounds great. So it was a very easy thing to say yes to. And that's kind of been my year. I mean, I started doing this in September and putting it together because Andy came to me with just an idea. And I was like, well, let's develop this into a full web series and book guests and write the episodes and get as many kids involved as possible, because that's what the show for me is about. Like, it's just about giving kids an opportunity or giving kids something to do and something to, you know, keep them busy right now, right?
Absolutely. Can you tell me a bit about what is the WITS Foundation program?
So the WITS Programs Foundation is like it's a foundation, the charity foundation, and they've been around for a while. I found out they're in 1,300 plus schools. I accidentally said 200 plus, but it's like 1,300 plus schools across Canada. So it's an anti-bullying program. WITS is like an acronym: walk away, ignore, talk about it, seek help. And it's I grew up with it in my elementary school. And yeah, they just do a lot of anti-bullying stuff. They work with Pink Shirt Day and they have a lot of different programs and foundations, and they're in, you know, a lot of school districts, French and English schools. That's the WITS programs.
How important is it to address bullying? Because we've kind of changed how we address it. When I went to school, it was more or less part of growing up, but we're taking more of a proactive approach with it. So how important is it to have things like this to say that bullying isn't okay?
Yeah, I think it's always important to spread awareness of anti-bullying and get the word out there. I don't think like you were saying, when you were a kid, like it was treated differently. And I think that's always evolving and changing. I mean, WITS has been around for a long time now, since I was in elementary school, and I'm 25 now, and they're still around and they're bigger than ever. So they're always evolving as well, how we deal with bullies, and how bullying happens has also changed. I mean, now it's online, right? So we have to adjust, we have to adapt, and we have to change, like, hey, like saying these things online is not okay, just like it wouldn't be okay to say in real life, or leaving nasty comments isn't okay. But also how you deal with that is very different than how you would deal with something in real life, maybe, right? So I think online, the big one for me, and what we've talked about, we have an episode about cyberbullying and video games online and stuff with this Twitch gamer, Chelsea. She's awesome. But the one thing we talked about was just ignoring comments. And like, that's a part of the WITS program. That's been a part of WITS for since the beginning, right? That's the ignore part of WITS. And it's like, well, that still applies today with online bullying. It's like, you can just ignore those comments and try like not let it affect you, and just find, you know, and also finding a community online that supports you, or finding friends online that are supportive and friendly, right?
Now tell me a bit about Stories of Kindness. You've got some really great names in it. You know, what is, how is it, how is it structured, I guess?
Yeah. So the series was kind of inspired by John Krasinski's Some Good News, which he started during, like lockdowns and isolation and stuff. And basically the premise is to just share kindness and share good positivity in the world, and hopefully create a domino effect of kindness, and just showing to kids, but also showing to anybody who watches the show, how kindness, how far kindness can go, how even a small act of kindness can become a very large act of kindness, right? We have Pink Shirt Day, Travis Price involved, and that was just a small act of kindness. And now it's a huge internationally recognizable anti-bullying like movement. So just things showing like, hey, like these small things have a large impact. And also the big thing for the show for me was like, let's just give kids an opportunity to talk to somebody maybe they wouldn't ever talk to, or that they wouldn't be talking to right now. They're at home, they're not with their friends, or they can't see some of their family, and they're like, they need somebody to talk to. They want something to learn, or they want to be motivated or inspired. And so I think that's the big part of the show that we accomplish in every episode, is just connecting kids with either a mentor or like somebody they can interview, and just kind of letting them have full reign of it and be creative and like just having something to do. So every episode is, we have a co-host and we have video submissions that are all from kids. And then we have, and then we pair them, the co-host up with a celebrity guest. So one of my favorite things to talk about is Scotia Browner and Manny Arsenault. We have this like 15-year-old dancer and an ex-CFL football player for the BC Lions. And it's just like the funniest thing. And I was like, I'm going to just pair them up and see what happens. And I tell Scotia, hey, you're going to interview Manny. He's like this football star. And Manny has no idea who's going to interview him. But then it became this amazing conversation where they're comparing dance to football, which maybe I should have seen coming, but it happened. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Like just how they started talking about the training of a dancer and the training of a football player, and how, you know, Manny's such an inspiring person, and just listening to him speak about how he could help people when he was given the opportunity to coach or to run a basketball camp is just incredible. And I'm sure Scotia could take that into her own life and, you know, be able to teach dance one day or be motivated to dance and put in that the same amount of training that a football player does or whatever that is, right? It's like it was just such a cool thing, like conversation. I'm like, when would Scotia like ever talk to a football player, especially right now, like in, you know, in lockdown. So I think that was really cool. And like, I'm sure they both learned something, right?
You kind of touched on it, but how important is it to have something like this, especially during COVID? Not like, obviously bullying is very important. We have to deal with that, but during COVID and feeling that isolation and everything, having something like this.
Yeah. I mean, that's why this this show was created. We got funding from the Vancouver Foundation, so we're really appreciative of that. It was a COVID relief fund that they had for various like youth campaigns, I believe. And this was one of the ones that they picked. And yeah, I just think it's incredibly important to have this right now. I mean, even for myself, I was getting bored. Like I'm sitting at home and I'm like, there's only so many. I mean, I tried my best to like, you know, I'm FaceTiming friends every day and like cooking a new recipe or whatever it is. Like, so whatever it is, like those things really help though. Like, but you know, 6 months in, it's like having this show is awesome. Cause you know, these kids are getting bored, right? There's only so much you can do. So having a show like this where they can put in some creative energy and get something out of it, I think it was super, super awesome. And we're still going with it because it's like, well, now the episodes are releasing and they can talk about that and they can talk to their friends about it or show their family and friends and be like, look at this thing I did, even though I was stuck at home like all year last year, or whatever it is. And I think that's awesome. And I think that's really important right now more than ever to have. And also even going forward in the future, I think Stories of Kindness should continue and could continue as a show. I think there's no, the COVID isn't the only reason that kindness like should exist or can exist, right? Like I think we can always afford to be nice to other people and share kindness, right?
Absolutely. Now you have some pretty big name people like Sarah Levy, Dylan Playfair. Is everybody kind of very, very receptive to being on the show and working with the kids that you have on?
Yeah. And we never had any issues with anybody. I mean, it's like I said, like when I was approached to do the show, I'm sure this was the same for many of them. It's like, how do you really say no to doing a kid's show about kindness during a global pandemic where everyone has like is stuck at home and like has the time to do it? So that kind of worked in our favor to like book some awesome people on the show. And a couple of them were friends and or friends of friends. So that made it easy as well. And yeah, it's just, I mean, everyone was super receptive to the show and were, you know, they were happy to talk to kids right now. Right. And help and motivate and hopefully inspire whatever it is. Right.
What do you hope that children, but also adults get out of maybe watching this? Because obviously adults deal with bullying in different ways, whether it's workplace and things like that. So what do you hope that a wide variety of people get from watching this during COVID and after?
Well, I'm really glad that you brought that up because the one thing I've also been saying is, hey, this isn't just for kids because I think parents or adults or anybody can appreciate this show and watch it and learn something and also just afford to, everyone can take the time to just try to be more kind. Cause I think sometimes as adults, we forget to be kind just in our daily lives. We get busy with work or, you know, we lack sleep one day and we're a little stressed out or whatever it is, or parents are stressed out with their kids. Like they're super busy. Right. So I think just taking a deep breath for a second and hopefully the show can help people just stop, take a deep breath, watch the show and go, oh yeah, like I can, these are small things that I can do that really make a difference for my kids or make a difference for, you know, my family or just the people, my community or the people around me, and just spreading kindness throughout the world and just how that affects everybody and can really make a difference. Like it sounds so cheesy and dumb, but it really is true. It's like just being kind to one person or it can really help and make a difference. During your daily routine, right? So I do hope that you know, parents or adults watch this, and I think they can take away the same thing that kids can take away from it. Honestly, I really believe that.
And then, if people want to find it, if they want to watch, where do they go, and how do they find it online?
Yeah, we'll have episodes every Saturday at storiesofkindness.ca, and they're going to be posted on our Stories of Kindness YouTube channel, but also posted on our website for viewing, and it's all free to watch because kindness is free.
If you enjoyed that interview, please leave a rating and review. If you like, you can reach me through email at craig@canadaehx.com. You can also visit my website, where you'll find hundreds of articles on Canada's history as well as all my podcast episodes. Just go to canadaehx.com. And don't forget, you can support the podcast through Patreon. There are multiple tiers to choose from, all with great benefits. You can support the podcast for as little as $3 a month. Just like all of these wonderful patrons have, and I apologize if I mispronounce any names. Deborah Carlson, Francis Helbling, Randy McCallum, Diane Wade, Lori-Ann Kirby, Gary Dolovich, Nick Zinri, Shannon Marshall, Clinton Martinez, Dimitri Chauve, Aaron O'Hara Myers, Robert Dunseith, Todd Casey, Catherine Roa, Luke S., J.P. Baer, Jason Hall, Phil Maynard, and Iris Gray. If you want, you can find me on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/CanadianHistoryX. You can find me on Twitter. My handle is Craig Baird, CraigBaird. And you can find me on Instagram. Just go to Bairdo37. Thanks. We'll see you again next time.